Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Joe Courtney, I guess the first thing I want to ask you about is what everybody's talking about, and that is Syria. You're on the Committee on Armed Services. You're on the Subcommittee on Readiness and Sea Power and Expeditionary Forces. Not unusual for somebody who comes from Groton wanting to be on those committees. So give us your insight, because we're all sitting here saying, what's going on?
Well, my feeling is it's all bad choices. You know, I mean, this is, and what the president really is struggling with is sort of the least bad. And that's not a happy analysis, but I really think it's true. I mean, there's no question that, you know, something completely criminal and vile happened in terms of the regime. I'm convinced that, you know, rebel forces couldn't have staged that kind of an attack, and that it clearly had to come from Assad's forces. And certainly we know he has possession of those weapons. And that violates international treaties. It's you know, a precedent that really can't stand in terms of being completely unaddressed. And I think they've been, you know, really trying the diplomatic route, and we've been providing humanitarian assistance to the victims of the violence in Syria. And so I think his choices have gotten sort of narrower and narrower in terms of what is an appropriate response. You know, that's obviously one part of the bad choices. I mean, the other part of the bad choices is just that, you know, you don't know how this is going to end. I mean, even a surgical measured response can have a ripple effect in the Middle East, as we all know, in terms of, you know, how is Iran going to react? How is Hezbollah going to react, and, you know, vis-a-vis Israel? You know, I think even the countries over there that I think would be the most sympathetic are going to duck in terms of, you know, endorsing actions by the West in response to this. You know, I think you read the same things I do, which, you know, a lot of the Gulf states have been supplying the rebels with arms and resources for a long time. But, you know, will they step up and say, yep, you know, this is the right thing for the West to do, to go in and strike Assad? I don't think so. I think they're as afraid, you know, of their population's response to the West doing anything over there. So, you know, again, this is a really unenviable position for the president.
The Israeli thing, which you just mentioned, is fascinating to me, which is that there was one analysis, I think, in the Times that suggested that, you know, Israel was satisfied with the Assad peace, basically, and that, you know, so that I'm pretty sure that the Hezbollah people and the jihadists would not be. So that's fascinating, too.
I mean, on the other hand, for Israel, I mean, the president has publicly stated that, you know, this is a red line in terms of chemical weapons. And then, you know, so in terms of their position vis-a-vis Iran, if they pass a red line in terms of their nuclear program, you know, doing nothing, you know, creates another set of problems. Mm-hmm. So it's this is, you know, very dicey stuff. I guess, you know, I am somebody who supported his actions in Libya. I do think that he really showed really good judgment in terms of the application of force. And, you know, obviously Libya is not a, you know, totally resolved part of the world right now, but to say the least. But in terms of, again, the bad choices that he had in that situation, I think he handled it well. And I really trust Hegel. I mean, this is a guy who is not a warmonger. You know, he is not somebody who is going to be reckless in terms of any decisions to use military force. And so I'm still, you know, willing to give the president latitude here. I think we're going to see probably a rollout of the case for taking action probably within the next 24 or 48 hours. And you know, the whole world's going to be watching. And we'll sort of have to sort of judge his response and what the response is, because I think there will be one, you know, in the wake of that.
It's fascinating. One of the things that seems to be emerging, if I'm reading between the lines correctly, is that if you help the rebels, who have some very bad people, obviously, within them, can you find the good ones? And I think that there seems to be sort of back-channel feeling that, you know, if the United States helps, they could do that. I don't think they can. So I wonder what your reaction is.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously this is not totally Libya. I mean, Libya was a much smaller, you know, it's a much smaller country population-wise. Yeah. I think the lines of opposition, which were not, you know, crystal clear, but certainly are clearer than what's going on in Syria. I mean, this thing's had 2 years to metastasize, and I think the ability to track weapons that get sent into that environment and you know, is very fungible in terms of moving to the bad guys that you mentioned. So again, and I think that's why the president has been very measured in terms of what assistance the U.S. has provided over there. So again, I mean, if there's one thing he can control is if there is a strike with Tomahawk missiles from naval ships and submarines, which again appears to be what Hagel, you know, was really kind of strongly signaling is the first plan of action. You know, that's not something that the rebels can control. You know what I mean? It's still, that's something that we conduct and we're not giving anybody control of any lethal, you know, weapons or, you know, capability that they can then use to advance their own questionable agenda.
And then you got our own divisions, political divisions. You got McCain the other day saying, hey, we have to do something, but I don't want to see just a couple of Tomahawk missiles.
Yeah, I can't figure him out for the life of me, to be honest with you. I mean,
you're not alone, yeah.
Yeah, he's on this morning, and he's spending all his time just blasting the president. And, you know, at some point, you just sort of have to discount, you know, his analysis, because it's like there's some other, something else going on there than really trying to, you know, give a really measured analysis.
Could be a loss of an election.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, when the president, you know, got combat forces out of Iraq, I mean, that was, you know, an outrage and a huge mistake. And then, you know, the plan in Afghanistan, I mean, every single move that the president makes, you can count on Senator McCain just coming in and ripping him. And it's just, but having said that, I mean, there's House Republicans who are sending out a letter demanding that the president call Congress back into session. It's kind of interesting that they didn't send a letter to John Boehner, who also can control the schedule in the House. And if you read the letter, which again says that Congress should have a role in this decision, which I completely agree, but you know, they kind of resurrect Libya as an unconstitutional action, and that's where, again, it's just like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? Are you guys talking about what's happening today in terms of the country's challenge that we're facing, or are you just trying to settle old scores because you weren't happy?
But Joe, obviously, this is the one thing that the president says, this is not about regime change and all the rest of it.
Right.
But if you punish Assad, you're helping the other guys. It seems to me that that's the case, isn't it?
Certainly it is. Most of the analysis is that it's pretty much of a stalemate there, and whether, you know, a strike that takes out some, like, Apache helicopters or
communication centers.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's going to degrade Assad's, advantage. But, you know, whether or not it's going to, be like in Libya, where it really was the tipping point when, the French and the British fixed air, attacks really did, pound Gaddafi into surrender. I don't see that kind of an effort being mounted here.
Joe Courtney, always great to have you on. I loved your analysis. I think it's spot on, and I thank you so much for being with us. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the student loans and whether or not the president, who's very concerned about this, has made a contribution.